Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark. It is halftime of Game 3 of the NBA Finals, and the president got mercilessly booed in Madison Square Garden. Thank God. You know, thank God. We need this. If this clown is going to make people wait outside for hours so he can pretend to care about the game, drive through Manhattan in his motorcade, try to borrow some of the Knicks' juju, some of their riz, try to get that rub off on himself, it's nice to see that it ain't going to work. You know, in Madison Square Garden tonight, Karl Anthony Towns is king and president. And President Trump is an annoyance and a little gnat. I don't know, maybe a little cat toy the cat can play with. Why don't we watch some of it, huh? Won't that be fun? Let's watch Donald Trump get booed together. You know, I'm a man who likes simple pleasures, okay? You know, lollipops in my mouth and Donald Trump getting booed. Let's do it. Here he is. This is from inside the arena where you can really kind of get the scale of it. Let me know if you can tell at what point Donald Trump gets shown on the Jumbotron during this video. Let's watch. I like it. The Bronx cheer, if you will. Rachel Nichols, the NBA reporter, said it was the loudest boo she's heard in Madison Square Garden. Louder than for Trae Young. That's notable. The MAGA people. It's kind of funny. There's a lot of cope. There's a lot of cope happening on the right. I don't understand why, honestly. You know, the whole theory, this guy at the National Review is kind of a nebbish dweeb named Rich Lowry. He wrote an article about how Trump was a big middle finger to the country. And that was an endorsement of him. That's what he wanted. And the president was a middle finger to the country. Kind of strange, but, you know, teach their own. I always thought one of the problems with that is Trump's digits are so small. It was kind of like the tiniest middle finger to the country. But anywho, I don't understand why they don't just kind of embrace it. Why don't they just embrace the heel turn? I mean, there's an element of this that sometimes you can appreciate. I'm an LSU Tigers fan. If you're into college football, Lane Kiffin is going to be a heel this year. I think everybody's going to embrace that. People are going to boo him. And, you know, sometimes you just lean into that. You know, WWE fans would know this. But for some reason, the MAGA people are so needy. You know, they have this hole inside of them that they need to be validated. You know, it's not enough that he wins the presidency. He must be praised and adored. And so they create this fake world where people like him. And that's how Fox covered the booing. Let's give that a little look. And on Fox there, they just played the USA part before the anthem started. You can see like the camera angle that we're showing there. It's kind of like a house camera of Trump, you know, going along with the USA chant. That's because he was not on the screen at the time. In the other video, I should go back to, is when they showed Trump in the screen when he got all the boos. So a USA chant is appropriate. Everybody of all political stripes should like a good USA chant. But that's not what they were chanting for Trump. I saw an even funnier clip on Twitter which I didn't share, but because it's from some MAGA chud, so who cares? But he posted this, like, it was a supercut that was going on during halftime of the game, where you had a voiceover of Mike Breen is the play-by-play guy talking about, like, what had happened during the first half. And, like, he mentioned that Donald Trump was there. And in that video, like, there's cheering in the background, but that's, like, because it's halftime and, like, they're cheering for whatever the halftime show is. And the MAGA guy's like, look at them cheer for Donald Trump the second time he was on screen. It's like, see, those mean libs that said that they didn't cheer for him, they were wrong.
This ad is brought to you by Quince. Summers pretty much always change how I get dressed. I want pieces, obviously, that feel a little bit lighter, that are more breathable, things that I could put together easily. Ideally, things that make me look a little bit buffer than I am. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on high-quality essentials that feel and look amazing. And folks, I think I feel amazing. I definitely look amazing. Quince is well-made basics, but without the luxury markup. It's that rare balance where everything feels elevated, but still effortless. And if you know anything about me, my aesthetic is elevated, but effortless. My favorite part about Quince is that everything is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and they cut out the middlemen. So you're just paying for quality, not brand markup. I just bought Quince's relaxed short sleeve shirts that were made with European linen. They're perfect for the DC heat. You can't see them. It's underneath here right now. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/bulwarktakes for free shipping on your order and a 365-day return policy. It's now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/bulwarktakes for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bulwarktakes.
Outside of the stadium, they couldn't have a block party like they had been having, like right outside the stadium. I'd actually been to one of those where Madison Square Garden will, like, play on the Jumbotron, like on the outside of Madison Square Garden. So, like, you're literally right outside the stadium and, you know, there's dudes selling fucking pierogies and there's the halal truck and, you know, there's dudes selling, like, Big Apple merch and people are hanging out. They had to cancel that this time because Trump was there. And so they had watch parties in a bunch of other places around the city, including one in Bryant Park. And the people go to those watch parties, you know, they didn't have the scratch to get in. And I thought it was interesting that Trump gets booed that mercilessly inside MSG by people that are either A, season ticket holders, the legit fans, or B, the people that were, like, ponying up 10 grand plus. I mean, I was, like, kind of wondering, I don't know, with all the douchey finance bros that had 10 grand to throw around, maybe Trump would get cheered in there. I don't know. What the hell do I know? So it's kind of funny he got even booed by the upper crust. But the reception among the people outside the stadium was even worse. Maybe let's show the scene from Bryant Park. Well, that warms the soul, doesn't it? That is just an appealing scene. What I like about that in particular was they were singing along to the anthem. You know, it's a patriotic bunch. And that's what the MAGA people say. Well, they just, those New York, Brooklyn, Occupy Wall Street, communists, Zoran, hate America, Islam, Sharia. No. They're just regular New Yorkers, Knicks fans. We're excited about game 3, excited about the game. Pumped to be out there with their fellow New Yorkers. Beautiful night in the park, watching on the big screen, singing along to the anthem, loving their country. And they show Donald Trump on the screen. It's like, boo! Fuck you! Boo! That's nice. All right. Well, like I said, we're taping this at halftime. It hasn't affected the Knicks so far. There's some concern that there's going to be a Trump hex on them among the Knicks fans. I hope not. You know, you can't can't let fucking Donald Trump ruin anybody's moment. But we'll see what happens in the second half. Knicks are up 7 at halftime. Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns looking nice. Should we play the booze one more time, Jared? Let's do the booze one more time, just for good measure. That is nice. If you also want to boo Donald Trump, subscribe to the feed. We appreciate y'all. We'll be seeing you soon.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.